Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on WJCL. And I have to qualify with weekends for reasons I will tell you in 1 second. On the other end of the line here, Maggie, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I have to start saying weekends on WJCL. Because I'm ever grateful. You'd be surprised, you know, for all the talk, Maggie, about people not watching TV anymore. There's a lot of people who watch TV, obviously, not in the numbers that they did 10, 15 years ago. I certainly understand that. But there are a lot of people who still watch my TV show every single weekend. And sometimes it gets preempted for sports and stuff. And I know this because my sister watches religiously, and I'll get a text, it's not on, it's on, it's not on, it's on. It aired late, it aired early, yeah. And so on Sundays it moves around, but it airs Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. religiously. That is, it's not, when I'm not contractually obligated, WJCL is not, to run it at 5 a.m. on Saturdays, but they do, and that seems to be the one that never moves, 5 a.m. on Saturday, and since everybody records it, that's where a lot of people see it on Saturday. So if you record the show, quick reminder to check it out on your recording device, 5 a.m. on Saturdays. And I bring all that up because you didn't know this until you got a text from your friend. Last week's conversation, we talked about iconic Hilton Head Island, which got a ton of traffic on eatitandlikeit.com. You can see the full list. But our chat here, Mondays with Maggie, last week, I cut it down. I trimmed it down for time purposes. And I aired it on television so that some people who hadn't seen the or heard the podcast could get a chance to see your description of top five. And you got a text from a friend. Hey, I saw you on TV.
I get comments fairly often that they see the show.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Yeah, it's still 15 seasons later a thing, and I am ever grateful for that. You have a good weekend?
I had an amazing weekend. I worked all weekend, but that's what made it so amazing. I have new clients.
New clients and working all weekend is good, but my wince comes from the fact that it was for the first third of June, it was morbidly muggy. Would you agree?
Agreed.
Remember last weekend? It was like, oh, this is like spring and fall.
Uh-huh.
We gave it back this weekend, boy.
I think summer has arrived, indeed.
Summer has arrived. When I go out to run, I have this rule in the summer where if I'm not done by 8:30, I'm not going out because it's just too oppressive. Yeah, today, Monday, I was done by 7:45. I'm like, nope, you got to start getting out here earlier or else forget it. It's just brutal. But we are not here to talk about humidity and mugginity. I just made that word up in case you're wondering.
Mugginity.
The mugginity was ridiculous this past weekend. But do you spend any time in that? I'm going way off track here. But do you ever spend any time in the summer in a pool?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's the only place, if you're going to be outside, it's the only place that I can really... You know,
yes.
Be happy is if I'm submerged.
Yeah. Yeah. I bring one of my Flannies cups to the pool 4th of July week. And I just sit there like the Statue of Liberty in the pool, like up water up to here with my cup out. That's right.
For
about 6 days. Okay. So you were in Charleston last week.
I was.
You ate and liked all kinds of things that we can discuss another time. But while you were there gallivanting, I was here holding down the fort, running around your island, eating and liking, which is kind of ironic because usually I don't get over there and we don't get together. And the week that I do, you were gone. And so I have lots to report lots to share with you, I should say, about all of my eating and liking. I made about a month ago, I did a run through the island in one day looking for great margaritas for Cinco de Mayo, which is not Mexican Independence Day. This week, I needed to stick my head in, for reasons we'll discuss another time, at a bunch of different places on the island, and I had been wanting to try this one burger place that's new down at Riley's Plaza near Seafine Circle. And I finally got in on Uncle Billy's burger joint. You've heard of it, yes?
Yes, I knew that they were going in.
Yeah.
How was your visit?
It was good. I enjoyed it. It was interesting in that this was lunch. This was whatever day it was last week. It was lunch. And I walked into Uncle Billy's burger joint. For those who are keeping score, it's where the old lodge used to be across from Poppy Tequila, which is where One Hot Mama's used to be. Same ownership. So I walk into to Uncle Billy's. And during the day, the gentleman, turns out he was one of the owners. He tells me that during the day, well, at any time, but specifically during the day at lunchtime, you go over to Poppy Tequila and they use that dining room, but you can order from both menus. I say at any time because the menu that they give you has Uncle Billy on one side and Poppy Tequila on the other. So if you're a Poppy Tequila, which is a beautiful space, by the way, I haven't had their food, and you want enchiladas or whatever, but the kids want a burger, you can do that.
How brilliant.
Yeah, you can order from both places and eat it, I would assume, in one or the other in the evening when they're a little more busy because it's, you know, right across from each other. So, yeah, so I thought that was a good idea. So he told me, no, you got to go over to Poppy Tequila and order over there. So I went in, sat at the bar. I had a double smash. I had a build your own with Gouda bacon, Gouda cheddar. This is the old, for people who have watched my TV shows in season one, which I know there are people out there who have, in season one, episode one, Maggie, this goes back 14, 15 years. I made a burger and it was my favorite burger, bacon, Gouda, cheddar cheese, mayonnaise and cracked black pepper. That's it. Fabulous. I got the idea. I think it was from David Rosengarten. I don't think it was Bobby Flay. It was one of those back when I actually watched Food Network.
Food Network. Mm-hmm.
You know, back when Food Network taught you how to make things instead of, you know, had a competition. It's like when MTV used to have music. Remember that? We are old. We remember when MTV was music television. So it was a great burger. It was a great burger. I enjoyed it. Double. It was kind of heavy. The fries were seasoned fries. And if I had to nitpick, I did not dig the seasoning. Some people might. It's kind of, I think, like a Cajun sprinkle, if you will. Didn't love it. But, you know, like I said, some people would like the fries. I think they should give you the option to have the fries without the seasoning. I don't believe they did. Maybe they will. They just opened. Anyway, so I made it to Uncle Billy's, and I would go back if some friends said, hey, we're all going to Uncle Billy's. All right, let's go. I went up to, hadn't stuck my head into street meat in a very, very long time. I had been there ages ago for a burger. When I say ages, I would probably venture to say 7 or 8 years since I had been to street meat. Yeah, long time. And it's one of those things, street meat, where you know it's there and you just don't go because it's always there. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Like before I moved away from Miami, I don't think I had been to the beach for 3 or 4 years. Like, how could you not? Well, I grew up with it. It's there. I just never go because it's there. But I went in and I had, and I laugh because it's kind of my thing. Sat at the bar, just wanted to survey the scene and see what the deal was. I had just eaten, so I wasn't going to eat again. And they had PBR on tap. So I said to the barkeep, I said, if there's ever a place when they have, if they have PBR on tap, that's what I'm having. Had an ice cold PBR pictured here and enjoyed my brief visit. Met Nicole. Remember I texted you?
Yes.
Nicole, hey, do you know Nicole from Street Meat? She was very, very sweet. It wasn't too busy. It was after 1 o'clock. And so I got to chat with her very briefly. That was a good time. From there, I raced over to Loggerhead Tavern. Now, Loggerhead Tavern just came on my radar all time. And all the years I've been coming to your island, it just went on my radar thanks to my friend Monica about 10 days ago. Oh, yeah, they have one of the best burgers on the island. I'm like, huh. I never heard of this place. She says it's inside Hilton Plantation. And I thought Hilton Plantation was one of those places where do not pass go. You cannot come in here unless you live here. That's not the case.
Not if you're going to one of the dining establishments.
Correct, which is where Old Fort Pub used to be, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now, I had been in there.
I miss Old Fort Pub.
Yeah.
That was iconic.
Going back to last one.
But Loggerhead for that burger could have also been on our iconic list.
How long has that been there? Really?
A long time.
Interesting that I would have never.
It's where Oyster Reef Golf Club is.
Right. But it just blew my mind that in all the years I've been running around the island and eating everything in sight, or not, as the case may be, I had never heard of it. But that just goes to show, if I hadn't heard of it, how many other people have never heard of it? But I did not have a burger, like I said. I had eaten already. My friend had a buffalo shrimp salad, which looked wonderful. I have this picture of it. Looked really good. She says the burgers are really good. And bless you.
Bless me.
Have you had the Burgery Lager and Tavern?
Yes.
Would you?
I've also had their salads.
Buffalo shrimp?
That's not something I would normally order. Shrimp, but salad, yes. But it's been some years, since I've gone in there for that.
Interesting. Just like Main Street Meat, it's there and it doesn't, unless there's a reason to go all the way back in there, you don't go. So you had the burger, but it's been years.
Yes.
But you know people to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It looked good.
I saw a friend that lives in there that goes every Wednesday.
Oh, for the burger?
The burger.
Oh, no kidding.
It's just on his rotation.
Well, that's very good to know. Yeah, I saw a few going by. They look good. The scene was nice. I'm like, okay, I need to put this one back on the list. So many. Would you say that would be one of them? Would you say that there are probably, I've come to learn in the last 8-9 months that there are maybe legit 3 or 4 hidden, I don't like the term hidden gems because most people know about them. Social media makes everything front and center all the time. But there are 3 or 4 legit off the radar places on the island that if you don't know, you don't know. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah.
With all of the attention that every good eatery gets, we talked about the general store at Palmetto Dunes last week. Do people talk about that when you get visitors to town?
No.
That's what I'm talking about. And then apparently, I say apparently because I tried to find it one time and I didn't. There's a place right next to the Marriott on the sand that you have to access a special kind of way. Is that accurate? There in Palmetto Dunes as well?
You're talking about the Palmetto Dunes house, I think.
On the beach?
Yes. That's the Dunes house. Dune's House used to just be a venue for owner's use and the beach access point. But right. Some years ago, Palmetto Dunes put in a bar and grill so people can dine out there. And they've got music. Our friend Zach Stevens plays on the deck there on Thursdays. I'm not sure who the other lineup is, but it's a great spot.
That's one of those that I
have clients there because it's so picturesque.
Right.
Particularly clients who are interested in purchasing in Palmetto Dunes.
Right. And that's definitely one of those if you know kind of places.
Well, you have to have access because it's behind the gate. It's in the part of Palmetto Dunes. So you have to either be with someone who has a pass or have a pass.
Well, how do you get it?
With my realtor card.
Oh, you got those?
I have access to everywhere.
Oh, I thought you just flashed your dashing smile. And they say,
and a card.
You're that
a card and a smile.
Oh, okay. Do they say you're the star of that podcast? You get to go into, you get to come and access all of our stuff. What would be one other? If you had to guess, would Pool Bar Gyms fit into that? If you got to find it to know it.
I think Gold Bar Gyms has a lot more notoriety than that, you know, I mean, for decades, you know.
Is there another?
You didn't give me any time to think.
That's okay. Those two, Loggerhead Tavern and the Dunes House, are enough but you gotta have special access to get to the Dunes House. That's good stuff. You and I spent some time you went to you're at Hudson's this weekend.
I did. I had clients, new clients. I just met them via telephone like a week ago, and they were asking a bunch of questions about this one house. They're honing in on this one house. And about the time I was getting ready to say, why don't you guys fly in this weekend? They texted and said, we think we'd like to fly in and see that house and anything else you think would work for us. And so, yay, had some other things planned that I had to shuffle around, but that was okay because clients come first.
Yeah.
And after a full day of showings on Saturday, they decided there wasn't really anything else they wanted to see, but they wanted to get together again on Sunday and could we have lunch and then discuss an offer situation and, you know, this kind of thing. And so we did. And I said, you're only here for like 24 hours.
Where are they from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Philadelphia. Okay. Yep. You know, I have nicknames for all my clients. So they're the Freedom Couple, Philadelphia Freedom. They said, well, we're on an island. I think we should have seafood. And I said, well, there's only one place. If I had to take you one place that I would choose for you, and that's Hudson's. And we had just talked about it on the podcast last week, so everything was fresh in mind. And we had a really great time. So, you know, they have a regular menu, but then they do brunch on Sundays,
right.
And then they'll have lunch specials. And then, of course, they'll feature fishes. And yesterday's fishes, okay, they had five: flounder, mahi, grouper, tilefish, and swordfish.
Nice.
So, my friend Beth, shout out to Beth.
Hi Beth.
Her husband, you know, is a boat captain, and he takes fishing charters out. They've been catching a lot of mahi this past month. So I chose the mahi, and I had it with a wedge salad with blue cheese and bacon, and you know, the iconic kind of of it as Southern. I think of a wedge salad as Southern, but maybe it's steakhouse. Maybe is the better word. And then the two of them also had salads, and one with the tilefish. He was like, "Well, I've never heard of that. I think I'd like to try that." And you know, it's very in line with flounder and mild white fish. I had my piece blackened just because I like to have a little more flavor, and he did not. And then Colleen, had a really nice salad with some grilled shrimp. Everybody loved everything they had, and the server we had was so delightful. She was training a new gal, you know. And so we got there at 11, and outside was filling up. Inside was only the tables really by the window had been taken, but by the time we left an hour later, the whole room was full. Rocking and rolling.
Very good. No surprise.
Great job.
This was lunch, right? Brunch lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No surprise. Everything was good. Everybody liked everything.
Everything. So good. Took pictures.
Yes. We have photos. Were they so impressed with Hudson's that they put in an offer on a house?
I haven't written the offer, but we talked extensively.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Well, I hope that all works out. You can celebrate a closing at Hudson someday.
I think so.
Very good. Very good.
I'll let you know 30 days from now.
Okay.
More or less.
Very good. What do you have planned for 5 days from now, the next few days? Anything fun, interesting, exciting?
I have some continuing education to do because realtors have to do that every 2 years. And June is the deadline, so I've waited till the last minute. I have done some. I need to finish that. I think, it's about, it's boiled peanut season. It's tomato pie season, I think I'm going to be doing stuff like that. And, okay. And you know, real estate.
You made a lovely piccata, you told me, this weekend for Beth?
Yes, I made Bethy dinner on Friday night, and we're obsessed with piccata. I think we've had it at least once a week for like weeks. But it's the best one I've ever made.
Wow, that's saying
something. I don't know why.
I did a pork loin chops with mustard cream sauce.
Mustard cream.
Yeah, and roasted red potato.
Yum.
Roasted red potato is probably my best. Don't laugh. It was probably the best roasted red potatoes I've ever made. Because the recipe I looked at said 400 degrees for 40 minutes, and I left them in for about an hour and five. About 65 minutes. I checked them, like, okay, I want a little more browning. And they were, oof, yeah, they were fantastic. Almost embarrassing that I had to look at a recipe for roasted red potato. But, you know, different potatoes can be so different. I wanted to make sure I had the time and the temperature, right? And it's for roasted red potatoes, 400 for 65 minutes. It was perfect. Ah, you saw a picture of it.
I did.
I sent it to you. All right, let's get out of here. We're just about out of time. Tell us, if we want to have lunch with you at Hudson's and then put an offer in on a house, where do we find you?
I'm on the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty, and listings can be viewed at margaretcrenshaw.com.
Sounds like a plan. You have a wonderful week. I will be around. I will. We didn't mention that you and I had a glass of Sauvignon Blanc and Dockside this week. We'll save that for next time.
Okay.
Yeah, we visited.
We'll do it again.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for hanging out, Maggie. We'll talk to you soon. See you later.
Bye.